turned up just a little bit. So I hope y'all ready for what we are finna get into today, because it has not been a couple of days. It hasn't been a couple of weeks. It's been a few months. But we are back with Big Bap. Hold on. Let me hit the break. Rewind. We are here with Dr. Feelgood tonight. We're going to get you nice and right. So let's go ahead and do the show like we normally do. Go ahead and make you a nice, strong drink. Pour that girl that you got close to you, if she got clothes on, go ahead and help her get undressed. If she naked already, you go ahead and get undressed. While you getting undressed, look her deep in the eyes. Let her know y'all finna get serious about some things. Snuggle up real close to her. Let that meat hit her in the back just a little bit, you know, or wherever it touches. But I don't think y'all ready for it. So let's go, man. Let's go ahead and get into this, man. We're getting ready to have a great day, man. We got so much going on. If y'all don't know, today is 4/14. But we're going to get into that in a little bit, because we got to get the people in here. We got to get this going, though. But if y'all don't understand what today is the first day. And y'all don't understand this because it's a spring. So those y'all who don't follow astrology, y'all going to miss some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight. If y'all don't understand art and culture, you're going to miss some of the things that we talk about tonight. But we're going to get real good. We're going to get real nice for you. So let me tell you what we got right now. Today, Helen, before I even bring you on, I want you to think about this today. Today, Venus entered the house of the Taurus today at 2:22 p.m., right? If you were Central Time, it was at 1:22 p.m. If you was in, Mountain West, it was at 12:22 p.m. And if you was on Pacific time, a.m., not still p.m., but if you was on Pacific time, the only place in America where it happened in the morning, it was at 11:22 a.m. But you might want to go look at those angel numbers, because those angel numbers of all those times coincide with the number 414. If you don't know what that means, just go look it up. I'm not going to tell you everything, but go look up your angel numbers. Come on, y'all. Let's go ahead and bring Helen to the building. Helen, what was you doing when Venus entered Taurus today?
Talk to you more.
I think I was sleeping.
Huh? What was you doing?
And what time was that again?
2:22 p.m.
I was eating.
Oh, you was putting my meat in your mouth?
Oh, my God. Yeah, with some chicken.
Yes. Tell me what the part.
It was some chicken, y'all.
Okay. No, fuck that. We don't want Helen tonight. We want Luciana in the building tonight. Luciana, where you at?
Bring Luciana. Okay, she here.
Hey, boo. What's going on,
hey,
Luciana?
Boo.
You got Dr. Feelgood and Luciana in the building. What's going on, Red?
Ain't nothing much, man. Just chilling. What's going on with you, Dr. Feelgood?
So listen. So you telling me today when Venus, do you know who Venus is? Helen, Luciana.
Yes.
Who's Venus?
Yes.
Who's Venus?
Venus?
Yeah, who's Venus?
Who she is, but I can't go into detail right now.
She the goddess of love. She's the goddess of pleasure. She's the goddess of all things euphoric. So at 2:22, when she was entering in the house of Taurus, which is one of the most patient lovers of all time, you was indulging and putting my meat in your mouth at 2:22. Listen, let me read to you what the angel number 414 means. Let me read it to you real quick, because we got to get Dwayne in here. But I want to read it to you, because sometimes you gotta give people what they need so they can have what they want, right?
Okay.
So the angel number 414, and the production manager has already put it up on. She's putting it up on all of our different platforms. So y'all go look at Roundtable
Instagram, Twitter, whatever, whatever, it's all out there. But for those of you guys who don't know what the angel number 414 means, the angel number 414 is a sign that you should listen to your intuition and your heart.
Wu-chan.
Helen, we did a lot of that today, didn't we?
Wu-chan.
Hold on. It get a little deeper. We're going to bring Dwayne in here in a minute because you know he's going to try to break this up. So let's go ahead and get it good real quick. This number is deeply connected with love. So the day that Venus went into the Taurus, the goddess of love went into the Taurus, is also the day in Aries that we're talking about love in the first year of the season, which is spring. Oh, y'all don't understand. Y'all missing something. They want to hear somebody talk about some angry today. We ain't angry today. Let's get into it. Okay? You learn, for people who are dealing with this day today, if you've seen 414, you should be learning to love, and you should also be learning to receive love. So if you a person who's always given love but don't get it back, today is a day that you should have made time to receive love. Not just always be the giver. Whenever your angel number shows up, you have to look at the good and the bad. If you're a person who always gets love, then you need to focus on receiving love. If you're a person who's always receiving love, then you need to learn how to give love. This is what your angel number is telling you today on the day that's connected with love. Oh, my God. They missed it. The number 414 is also the number that lives in trust and new beginnings. So you have love, trust, and new beginnings all going on one day. Helen, it's a hell of a day.
That it is. Lord,
let me give y'all, Helen, I'm going to give them one more caveat before we bring Dwayne in and get the day started. If you see the number 414, count yourself one of the lucky number of people who focus in on this day. Because many people skip and miss this day. Man, let me go ahead and get my boy Dean here because I know he's going to try to break this up. He's going to want to talk about some other shit, but we in love, fucking lust, and lifestyle today. So if you ain't talking about dick to pussy, we don't want to talk to you, D. What's going on, Pippin?
What's going on, player?
What's that, D?
Now, I want to know what's going on because now y'all got up in this group first thing this morning and y'all was on some extra shit. What was going on today, D?
Oh, Louisiana should know.
Huh?
That's what we doing now, huh? Yeah. Right. It's cool.
I mean, we all gotta unleash the demon sometimes, you know?
Oh,
I see. Hold on,
we got it. We got demons in the leash? What happened?
Man, she was experiencing her Venus real quick early.
she was getting it off her chest.
It wasn't on her chest. Let's put it like that.
Oh.
What was it on?
I don't know. D, they say sometimes you gotta let the slut come out in yourself.
See, look, I invited y'all to this fucking group. I didn't know it was this crazy. And she been going crazy. I was like, what the fuck going on here?
Oh, well, you know, I'd be busy. I'm gonna have to take some time to really go gallivanting and see what the hell Helen been doing.
You know how you go past a post and sometimes it'll show the people that you know that done commented on the shit.
Yeah.
I looked, I said, wait, hold on. What the fuck done happened here? It's in post. I said, what the fuck? And this motherfucker was going crazy. I was like,
Luciana was out playing, man. Luciana was out playing.
Let's put it like this. I think everybody in that motherfucking group right now, every dude, chick, whatever the fuck, looking like, I need to see what she's about right now.
Oh, boy. Hang on.
Look, I already had one copy in my inbox.
Yeah, I know. I said, shit. It made me think twice. I said, wait, hold on. I know who the fuck she is. Now I'm not sliding nowhere. Oh, goddamn. This motherfucker.
All right, y'all, man. Listen, we got to take a quick commercial break, y'all. If you want to call into the show to talk to us tonight, if you have a relationship question, a sex question, if you're in a lifestyle situation and you want to talk about it, tonight is the night for you. Call into the show. The number is 563-999-3090. Have a question for me, D, Luciano. We're going to answer it with the best of our abilities, and we're going to keep it moving. But right now, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Everybody that's in the group that Helen is in, this is what they're going to be saying her in her inbox real soon.
That's right. That's right. How we do? Yeah. Nana. Uh-huh.
With a pop, brace yourself as a ride on top. Close your eyes as you ride, right out your side. Don't lose his mind as he grind in the tunnel. Wanna give me the cash he made off his last bundle. Nasty girl, won't pass me the world. I push the beat, not the backseat girl. Don't be broke to see, no, she float. Murder she wrote and keeps the heat close. Firm nigga, we post to be the illest on three coasts. Olivia, bigger than egos. Y'all Danny DeVito, small niggas. All I see is the penny eaters, that's all niggas. No shock in this year, raise a bigger. 15% make the whole world sit up and take notice. Now I take over, y'all take quotas. Bye-bye.
Give it up to hits, y'all. We drop hits and tell me how nasty can you get. All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped. One thing for sure. That's right, we drop hits. Tell me how nasty can you get. All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped. One thing for sure.
I'm too live, nasty as I wanna be.
Don't shake your sassy ass in front of me. Before I take it there and tear your back out.
That shit ain't happened since the map is out. Lola Falana, dripped in Gabbana. 90 style, refining style. Run away for fit, wanna taste the shit. Put me on a base and throw your face in it. Fucker, nah, y'all can't touch her. My sex drive all night like a trucker. Let alone the skills I possess. And y'all gon' see by these mills I possess.
Right.
Never settle for less, I'm in excess, not in expenses. DVS to the till, that's just the way I'm built. Nasty. World class
shit. Straight out the gate, y'all. We drop hits. Now tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped. One thing for sure. That's right. We drop hits. Tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped. One thing for sure.
The whole what I got, roll with the rock. The fella capo when the candy apple drop. Will tears fall of your ears if I don't stop? Can you throw it like a quarterback, third in a lot?
Biggie, I get you locked like Biggie with herb in the spot. Word midi, the cop in the giddy. I'm the bomb, Biggie, Panana, sexy, brown thing. Madonna, make them turn over from the full court pressure. The undresser and shit all over your asses. I ain't playing, knock it out at the wind. I'm saying, what's the sense in delaying? I'm trying to run G from the P to the AM. I saw your little thing, now I'm swaying, okay then.
Straight out the gate, y'all, we drop hits. And tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped. One thing for sure. That's right, we drop hits. Tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped. One thing for sure.
Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
Man, listen, if y'all need some tea, and I'm telling y'all, when I went to COVID, when I had the cold and flu situation, I was banging up on the tea. I'm telling y'all, it is worth every single drop of
tea that is in the container when you make out your tea. Anyways, I want to get into this real quick because we are getting ready to do Black History is World History. If you guys do not know, this is Cultural Appreciation Month. The reason why we want to focus on art is because art is major. And if you did not realize, the month of April is actually National Poetry Month. So, niggas, if y'all need to be cheesy and try to get you some panties, you got the rest of the month to do National Poetry Month. And if you go on the national poetry websites and all of that, they give you all different types of poems and things that you can do each day. So you take advantage of it, man. Like, take advantage of ways that you can be a simple romantic person. It doesn't take a lot. You just have to think outside the box a little bit. But let's get into this, because when looking up National Poetry Month, the production manager came up with this. Yolande Cornelia Nikki Giovanni Jr., born June 7, 1943, is an American poet, writer, commentator, activist, and educator. One of the world's most well-known African-American poets. Her work includes poetry anthologies, poetry recordings, and nonfiction essays, and covers topics ranging from race, social issues, to children's literature. She has won numerous awards, including the Langston Hughes Medal and the NAACP Image Award. She has been nominated for a Grammy for her poetry album, Nikki Giovanni Poetry Collection. Additionally, she has been named as one of Oprah Winfrey's top 25 living legends. And I'm just going to go down a few things that she's won. Like, I don't want to go through her whole, like, list of things, because her list of accomplishments is just amazing. She's been Woman of the Year and Woman of the Year in Ebony, Woman of the Year in a few other magazines. She's been on the Harlem Culture Council, the National Book Award nomination for Gemini, Life Membership and Scrolls of the National Council of the Negro Women. She's been the Woman of the Year in Cincinnati, Outstanding Woman in Tennessee. Art in residence at the Philadelphia Cleft Club. She's been honoree at the Bicentennial in Cincinnati. She's been she's had the Virginia Governor Award for Arts. She's had the Rosa Parks Woman of Courage Award and first time recipient in 2001. She won it again in 2002. The Chiro Award Lifetime Achievement Award in 2002. Delta Sigma Theta Sorority honorary member. We can go down the list of everything that she has done, but most importantly, I want to just talk about the recognition that someone gets just from being a poet, having a gift, having a skill, and truly taking the time to put that skill on display for the world to see. So give it up to Ms. Giovanni. If you have not looked at any of her pieces, read or listened to any of her pieces, I do ask you that by the end of tonight that you just go to YouTube, pull up something that she's done, and just listen. Take the time to enjoy some art, because we all need a little bit of art in your life. Helen, have you ever heard of her? Dwayne, have you ever heard of her?
No, I have not.
Okay. Y'all got something to do. Get you a nice romantic evening. Oh. Who died?
Somebody life alert going on.
I think Dwayne's trying to warm up some chicken over there.
What happened?
I don't know. Your life alert went off?
Nah, I'm at the gas station.
This nigga's always doing something.
That's not my fault, man.
That nigga always doing something. But listen, Helen, while Dwayne getting his ass some gas, I'm going to talk to you and you only. So we're going to mute him, because we're going to get all that background noise muted.
Oh, not my partner.
Tell your partner to get his shit together. We talking love, sex, relationships. So let me ask you a question, because we was talking about this earlier today on the live. And I want this from a female standpoint, because, you know, I don't want to come off as Jackson bashing dudes. So we were talking about this because somebody inboxed me this question and had this conversation with me,
And they were trying to get me to speak on this topic, and I'm not a person who can speak on this topic because this ain't me no way around. So I'm going to let you mm-hmm. speak on it. What is the problem mm-hmm. that women keep coming up with these dudes that they claim have enormous or egregious-sized penises but are incapable of providing satisfaction to the partner that they lay down with?
Because they don't know how to use it. And not even only that, you know, females lie. They fake it. They don't tell a nigga, look, no, stop. You're not doing this right. They rather fake it till they make it. And then tell them, oh, you was the best. No, nigga, if you ain't hitting it right, I'm going to tell you.
First off, if you haven't had a debate between a grilled cheese sandwich and sleep, something was wrong.
Me personally, I don't know how they take 10 to 12 inches of dick. They ain't that much dick in the world. I don't need my insides rearranged.
Oh. So you ain't got no slip and slide?
Hell no. They take 10 to 12 inches in the coochie and the booty. They ain't got no booty wall.
Wait. You didn't say and. You said and. Ma'am, did you say and the booty?
They take it in all three holes.
Listen. I know this gonna gross out some people, but I just need y'all to understand. It is difficult to shit sometimes. Ain't no way in the hell you finna put something up that motherfucker.
I mean,
I've
parlayed in that area. But my thought is this. You not shoving no 12 inches of dick in my booty.
Okay, that's moving on. Like, we're going to move right along because I can't speak for, listen, you got me over here stuttering. Right? Listen, that just sounded wrong. I just literally imagine a horse fucking a chihuahua.
And then not even only that, these hoes let these niggas fuck when these niggas don't know how to fuck.
Oh, what you mean don't know how to fuck? What we talking
about?
They
don't know how to fuck. They thinking just beating the coochie up is all that's out there.
I'm going to beat the beacher up.
They them jackrabbit fuckers.
Oh.
Anybody got time for that?
So they fucking like this? if you could only just see the face, I just come on, man. Like, here's my thing, Helen. How old are you? 13?
Yeah, we leave it at that.
Okay, we're gonna say 18 because you got to at least be 18 to be on this show. We can't.
I'm 22.
Okay, you're 22. Okay, good, because we're R-rated show. I ain't trying to have an FCC coming after me now. We R-rated, okay? I don't need them fucking with our lives. I don't need us to be like some of these politicians that's getting in trouble. But anywho, what you mean? I mean, I'm still confused. Like, after a certain age, like, I understand when you've been lied to from age 0 to age 18. But at 25, 30, 35, 40, 52, at some point you should learn how to fuck by now. Like, I ain't saying you got to be the world's greatest, but come on,
these people don't know what they like and how they like it because they like to think too inside the box.
Oh, what's inside the box?
What's inside the box is vanilla sex. Hitting it from the back and sucking dick and eating pussy. That's that vanilla shit. That's that inside the box. That's all.
Well, I mean, but they eat booty hole now. But they eat booty hole.
Okay, you can throw that in there too. That's that regular shit. They don't think further than just fucking. Because, you know, eating booty is the norm now. Because, you know, everybody want to hop on a damn trend or something.
Never mind. I don't want to know. Sometimes you think you want to know, then you think about what you think you was about to ask, and then you don't want to know no more. I don't want to know no more. But listen, y'all. guys, listen, tonight we are talking all things sex, love, lust, relationships. If you have a question, call into the show. Inbox me, inbox Helen, inbox the production manager. Let us know what you got going on, because somebody hit me up today. So let me give y'all something real quick before we go to commercial break. Y'all tell me what y'all think about this, production manager. If your girl, and I'm putting this out there because this is how it was presented to me. If your girl calls you and say, hey, listen, you can have anything you want for your birthday, right? That's the question asked to me today. You can have anything you want for your birthday. Fellas, what you asking for? Let me bring Dwayne in. I want to hear what he going to say. Dwayne, if a girl says you can have anything you want for your birthday sexually, what you asking for?
I might just ask for a threesome.
I already knew that's what that was going to be.
This girl said that this what? Man said he don't
wait,
know.
Hold on. But yet again, you gotta also take in consideration of your old lady at the time. You know what I'm saying? Because if she ain't in the girls, it ain't gonna be right. It ain't gonna feel right. Even though she's saying she ain't gonna want to participate. So you know what I mean? So I probably. Just go up on some random shit and be like, you, I'm fucking ass tonight. Some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back with Dwayne
nigga,
fucking
up
your
in
head.
The ear?
This my new shit. I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money three ways, fucking bitches three ways. Seven different formats, plus she's no oblate. But I make that bitch walk with some cheesecake. Yeah, I'm the coldest nigga I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that pussy's my lobby. I'ma eat it. I don't lie, hold my dick too conceited. I told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, feeling with the top down, screaming like hey, I'ma take her ass down, she bring her friend around, fuck them both like hey, I'm a bougie ass nigga, let the goof at home. We poppin' like I'm in the rose, you don't roll right. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. I'm tryna fuck Coco, this don't concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. A nigga ain't worried about nothing. Rehabilitation, just have me worry about fucking. Money decision making, only worry about stunning. She worry about me, her nigga worry about cussing. I wanna see her body. Then she said get inside of me. I wanna feel you, baby. Just bring the animal right out of me. When I go down on her. Now we fucking, she thuggin', getting loud.
Cause we poppin' like
hey, yo. All my bitches got real hair, feeling with the top down, screaming like hey, yo. I'ma take her ass down, she bring her friend around, fuck them both like hey, yo. I'm a bougie ass nigga, let the roof at home. We poppin' like
hey, yo. We poppin' like
hey, yo. But
now I can spot your bitch from a mile away. Valentine and that pussy, it's a holiday. You losing money, I win meals. Dr. J, she gon' follow my lead. Simon says, paper, I'm riding scrapers in California. Car smell like ammonia, we got that stank on us. Never been an outcast, that stank on ya. From the ghetto, but my bitch like Apollonia. We in the hood, tatted like a Mexican. Car too fast, give a fuck about pedestrians. And my sex watching less niggas, more lesbians.
Got your bitch, I'm that nigga.
Yes, we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, feeling with the top down, screaming like, yeah. I'ma take her ass down, she bring her friend around, fuck them both like, yeah. I'm a bougie ass nigga, got the roof at home. We poppin' like,
that fly shit, king shit only, drop top.
All right, y'all, we are back. You got the building, Dr. Feelgood. We got Luciana in the building, and we got your boy D. So y'all know what time it is. It's time for us to get into our favorite part of the show. That is, what day it is? Hey,
ooh,
Helen don't even come with no love no more. Ooh, gonna... Oh, hey, listen, today is going to be good. April 14th, baby, they gave us some good ones. I promise you they gave us some good ones today. Listen, when I saw this list, when the production manager sent me the list, I got fucking excited. I said, oh, I know Dwayne and Helen got some shit to say on this one today. So let's get into it.
Ooh.
Number one, first up, today is National Dolphin Day. You knew it had to be some fish pussy in here somewhere.
Oh, not the fish. Oh,
yeah, I got to cut it out. Y'all really got to cut
what?
It out.
What? Who's
wrong with fish pussy? Yeah, I got to cut it out, man. I really got to cut it out.
Dwayne, what's wrong with fish pussy? Come on.
Come on, man. If y'all
hey,
ain't
okay,
in the BCLV,
all
right, that's
keep
on
moving.
Y'all, man.
All right, Dwayne didn't want to talk about fish pussy, so let's keep it moving. All right. All right, if y'all didn't listen to April 11th show, if you go back and listen to the podcast, we had Miss Erica from Garden Under the Influence with us. Today is National Gardening Day. So if you know anybody who gardens, give them a shout out. We just gave out our favorite gardener, which is Miss Erica. Dwayne, the next one is, and I want you to teach the people what this one is. The next one is Pan-African Day. Pan-American Day, I'm sorry. Today is Pan- You gonna teach them about Pan American?
No, I really don't care about it.
All right, Dwayne don't care about that one. All right, now this one, the next one, Helen, this just depends on where you're from. Some people say pecan, some people say pecan, but it's national, whichever one of them bitches you believe in day.
Ew.
Wow. Y'all don't like none of these. Well, y'all, listen, if y'all don't like none of these, y'all going to hate the very last one. We got three more to go. Today is National Reach As High As You Can Day. Now, for us short motherfuckers, I don't know why this is a day.
I was about to
That's
say that, too. I knew what that
I
was
I got a fucked up shoulder. I can't reach that high.
See, this, see some of these days they be coming up with, I just don't think they like people. So they just put random bullshit out there. So for all you fucking tall people, I hope you pull a muscle trying to reach as high as you can.
I ain't worried about
well, see, look,
the head before I hit
that's,
mine.
That's a problem because you over there, just because you like 5'2 don't mean nothing.
Not like 5'2, bitch. I am 5'2. That's all I got. Nothing else.
For real.
That's your
like, this, look, this nigga hit on both of our height. Like, that shit was crazy.
Really?
Wait a minute, guys.
Bro, you gonna quit being disrespectful over there.
You look like you was taller than that.
I'm 5'2. I'm 5'2 and a quarter. You gonna give me my quarter.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. When a female short, she will every motherfucking. Every fucking silk center inch, nigga. I want all that.
When a female is short, they fucking angry for no goddamn reason.
No, well, I'm not angry, so I don't know about that.
Yeah, y'all.
No.
Yeah, y'all. You just don't want to admit it.
No, if it was true, I would admit it.
Stubborn as hell.
Watch your lips. You doing the most now.
See? Listen, my baby mom 5 foot. You hear me?
She 5 who?
That
five foot
do
even
me.
5'1". She's stubborn as hell.
always talking shit.
When is her birthday?
Oh, it's when she Aquarius.
I didn't ask you what her sign was. I said, when her birthday? See, you gonna, look, now she listens to the show. When the
I can't
get
put
home,
that out.
Be like, nigga, when my birthday? When my birthday, nigga? Listen, let me tell you something. The worst thing a man can do is get something wrong when a woman put him on the spot. When's my birthday? I mean, it's like February.
I know her birthday.
You know, nigga, when the fuck is
not
my birthday?
I know it ain't. It's February, what, 4th? Yeah.
Listen. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, though, now black man want to get a black woman birthday wrong ever.
It's not hard. You know what I'm saying? See, the only thing is, only fucked up part about all that shit is because her shit is right before goddamn, what's that, right before thing, what is that, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we don't celebrate those days.
Yeah, and I always tell her, I say, you got to pick which one.
the way you try to get beat up telling a woman to pick her birthday or Valentine's Day. And you better do something for her birthday first, bro. Listen, don't
man,
die.
Because I ain't spending bread on both. Come on, man. You get one paycheck. You know what I mean? It's only you get paid between one of them. It's one of the two. You dig?
Oh, D,
that's
why. She get one. She get one paycheck.
What?
Hey,
one or the other. One or the other. Which one you want? You know what I mean?
Christine.
What day you rather want a present for? You want it for Valentine's Day or your birthday?
Ain't no holidays in my birthday month, cause bitch, I'm not flip. You're not making me treat. Listen, Dwayne, I just almost got upset for her. All right, let's keep it moving, y'all. We also have National Look Up at the Sky Day. Now, I don't know how some of y'all feel about that, but this morning I was sitting up on the balcony. I know Helen came outside while I was sitting outside on my much-needed relaxation time. And when I tell y'all, the sky was absolutely beautiful this morning. If you didn't take it in or you was in a place where it wasn't beautiful for you, bitch, move.
It was raining.
Oh, damn.
It was raining.
Listen,
all
that's all it took. Move.
Look.
Bitch, move.
It was raining all day here, so I don't know.
Listen. Okay, so for you, Dwayne, the very last day since it was raining and gloomy, this is for you. This is for everybody who fall up in that category that I'm about to talk about, so you can tell them they ain't shit and go kiss your ass, Dwayne. Today is also National Ex-Spouses Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that day. Love that.
Go ahead and say it to them, Dwayne. Tell them what they can do to you.
Fuck them all. Fuck them all.
Listen, if you an ex-spouse, you can kiss my raggedy, black, nasty, crusty booty hole. Let me go run that bitch across some sand. Let me just go ahead and put all the stuff that you don't like on my butt cheeks and then tell you to open your mouth and just spread it wide. Fuck you.
Oh.
Fuck everything that you stand for. Fuck everything that you could have been if you lost the best thing you ever had.
Well, it's sick dick. That's what they call it, a sick dick.
What Dwayne said. No, because, like, the crazy part is I hate when women break up with a dude or the relationship's over, and women always act like they the only good thing that was in the motherfucking relationship. Bitch, I was here, too.
Right. Like you ain't fucked up.
Right.
Like, you ain't fucked up.
You ain't gonna never find nothing as good as me. Bitch,
it's good. I'm glad.
There's a reason we ain't together no more.
Nobody
wants your retarded ass, monkey face, crusty ass. Nah, let me stop. I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna be nice, I'm saying that for the fellas out there, I know we ain't the best dudes all the time. We fuck up too. But I'm so goddamn tired of these ragged asshole hoes out here just acting like, oh, once he leaves me, he gonna be with somebody or whatever, whatever. Bitch, I got better every time I got a new woman in my life, so fuck you.
I'm so weak.
Nobody downgraded with these old trifling assholes. Like, I be tired of bitches acting like they the upgrade. Bitch, you barely got a job in a 401k. Oh, if you're going to be with me, you got to be doing something with your life. Bitch, you got the same I'm trying to get some money starter kit. You just bought a car with your taxes. You go into nursing school. You got a roommate, and you hoping that you win child support.
Yes.
Now, I'm sorry. Y'all got me a little beside myself today. Y'all got me a little busted and disgusted. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
Yeah.
Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna. You make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta lick know what's your fantasy.
Lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. When I wanna, you make it so good. I don't wanna leave, but I gotta
I want to get you in the Georgia Dome on a 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick the tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top. Don't stop. Keep the door locked. Don't knock while the boat rocks. We go by the robots, so they got to wait till the show stops. Or how about on the beach with black sand? Outside and call me the Pac-Man. Tabletop, just give me the lap dance. The rock to the park to the point to the flatland. That man ain't ludicrous. Woo! In the public bathroom or in the back of the classroom. However you want it. Lover gon' I cast them and I pass them, get a tight grip and I grasp them. I flash them and I'll last them, and if it ain't good then I trash them. Why you sass them? I let them free and they tell me what they fantasy. Like up on the roof, tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me. I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
Lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. When I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I wanna get you in the bathtub with the candles lit. You give it up till they go out. Or we can do it on stage at the Ludacris concert, cause you know it got sold out. The red carpet, it just roll out. Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out. We can do it in the pouring rain, running when it's hotter, when it's cold out. How about up in the library on top of books, but you can't be too loud. You wanna make a brother beg for it, give me TLC, cause you know I'll be too proud. We can do it in the White House, try to make them turn the lights out. Champagne with my campaign, let me do the damn thing. What's my name? What's my name? What's my name? The sauna, jacuzzi, in the back row at the movie. You can scratch my back and rule me. You can push me and just fool me. I'm hanging in the middle with a bomb. The rose petals on the silk seat. Eating fresh fruit. Sweep your woman right off of a beat. I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know what's your fantasy.
Lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. When I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
Seat, windows up, that's the way you like them. Clogged up, fog alert. Rip the pants and rip the shirt. Make it hurt. In the garden, all in the dirt. Roll around, Georgia Brown. That's the way that I like it. Twerk, leg, jerk, overwork. Underpaid, but don't be afraid. In the sun or up in the shade. On the top of my Escalade. Maybe your girl and my friend can trade. Off the road, on the ocean or in the boat. Factories are on unexposed. What about up in the candy store? That chocolate make it melt. Whips and chains, handcuffs. With my belt. Scream help, play my game. Dracula, man, I'll get my fangs. Horseback and I'll get my reins. School teacher, let me get my reins. Lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta, know what's your fantasy.
From your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. When I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta.
Helen. You remember that video right now?
Yes, I do.
Listen, you remember when that girl came up out that wash bucket with them goddamn studs on them booty cheeks?
Man, remember the remix to that song.
Well, who was that? You had Trina.
Trina.
Shauna. Who else was on there?
Shauna.
It was Shauna, Trina. Who was that? Foxy Brown?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Now, listen, you know I know music. Now, I'm ignorant. But listen here. When I tell you that boy had everybody about ready to just listen. First of all, most people didn't even know who Shauna was when that song came out with her sexy ass over there in the cut.
That remix hit.
EEP Uncut was my friend back then. That's all I'm saying. All right,
I believe it, little bad in you.
All right, y'all. You know what? You ain't going to be talking about me, old slut box.
Wow.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to be nice. That was me.
Wow.
That was mean. I said I was sorry. It sounded mean when I said it. Come in. Let somebody else rub on you real good.
Nah, I'm good, dog. I'm good.
They might like it, though.
Uh-uh.
You don't want to be rubbed on?
No.
So if he come up to you and be like, just to be close to you, girl.
I'm going to punch him in this shit.
Shoot up, doo-doo-doo.
I need right, something a little nasty.
Listen, we got to do birthdays. We didn't get birthdays in the last segment, so we need to get birthdays before we get to the 10 o'clock hour, because at the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about love, relationships, and lifestyles, sex, and all that good jazz. So if you have a question, go ahead and get your question queued up. The number is 563-999-3090. You can go and follow us on Blog Talk Radio, create a profile, come in the chat room and talk to us. Or you can send your questions to the production manager by going to DJ's Roundtable, whether it be on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or wherever the fuck you get your local social media accesses from. We do not do TikTok because I ain't got time to talk or tick. Oh, real quick, before I do the birthday, can y'all dump that motherfucking bunny dance y'all doing in TikTok? That shit is getting on my motherfucking nerves. Y'all look adults. Let me tell you something. If you are over the age of 25 and you're doing that retarded-ass turn-to-the-side bunny duck-looking shit, whatever the fuck it is, you look like a fucking retard. So I'm sorry. I'm not going to be nice to you. I'm not going to tell you nothing nice for that one. You look like a fucking retard. Okay. So, birthday wishes. April 12th, Herbie Hancock. April 13th, Mr. Al Green himself. Listen, baby, listen. April been doing real good with these birthdays. I'm just telling you. They showing out. Listen, that's a voice of a lifetime right there. Also, April 13th, Ty Dolla $ign. Today's birthday, Willie Williams, Alonzo Howard, and man, the Miss B-R-A-T-D-A, Debrat. Give it up for Debrat. Debrat.
Yes.
Not the, Debrat. From the 60. Come on, y'all. Listen, if y'all don't know that shit by now, y'all ain't Brat fans. Get the fuck out of here, bro. I love me some Brat. Helen, what's the first thing I did when I found out it was Brat's birthday?
Boy, you turned on. You turned her on. And we were jamming.
Because the first thing I asked him, what do you like? A whole lot of foreplay right before you get it started.
Hey!
Listen.
But with
Kyrie, y'all don't understand. Listen, I'm a big fan of the Brat. Like, I tell people all the time, Brat and Shauna are up there on my Mount Rushmore as a female rapper. But the Brat, what the Brat used to do to music, the way this girl used to just love on us through music, when she used to put her life on music, and she ain't even have, The crazy part is Brent didn't even have to look like a girl to fuck us up lyrically. Like, she just came on the mic and just spit. She didn't have to be sexy. She just spit. And I love a good lyricist, man. So in honor of National Poetry Month, a great poetry writer right there is the Brat, even though she did it through hip-hop, man. So, whoo, Helen, I done got hot. I want to get naked.
Go ahead.
No, they might like it. I can't give it to them. They don't want it.
Oh, okay. You know, I just thought, you know, you go ahead and give it to them one time for the one time. They, you know what I'm saying? They get the pistol.
No, because see, it's like, I feel like I've been in the club, right? And if you ain't never been to the club with me, now, for those of you guys who say y'all like to go to the club and like to party and like to turn up, Helen, you know we got Tropical Cooler Fest coming up on May 30th, right?
Yes, Lord.
So we gonna get everybody right. Now, if you want to come hang out with us, that's fine. We're going to have a brunch that morning. So if you want to come hang out with Luciana and Dr. Phil, okay, I ain't going to be Dr. Phil Good. I'm going to probably be Chef Baffy that day.
I'm going to be Lucy. I ain't going to be Luciana. I'm going to be Lucy.
Because you can't give it to them. Like, you can't give it to them how they want it. You got to give it to them just a little bit. Because, boy, let me tell you, some of y'all just nasty.
Yeah. They're not ready for Luciana.
Yeah, because they'll rape you on I-95 going 95. They don't care. There's some people out here with no fear. I need my dick to arrive safely. But anywho, yeah, so we're going to have a brunch. But here's what I need people to understand. When you go to turn up, this is why I love my DJ, right? DJ AJ from the Dirty DJs. The reason why I love this brother is because when y'all get on the dance floor, I need y'all DJs to do better. I'm supposed to be tired. My clothes supposed to be sweat. Listen, when I go, like, okay, when I go to a Hispanic club, as soon as I hear Suave Mende, listen, I know it's finna get crazy. Listen, if you ain't never been to a Hispanic club, when that song come on, just know you better grab somebody's hand because y'all getting ready to dance, twirl, twist, and spin until you can't feel no more. I want a party. I don't understand how people go out to have a good time and spend all that money and sit on the wall. Bitch, when I go home, I want my ankle hurt, my knees hurt, my back to be in a little bit of pain. I need to take two drinks and possibly hit a blunt to go to sleep.
Yes. I have
That's
to
just to go to
sleep.
We need to talk about tomorrow. That's just to go to bed. I don't get it. I love y'all, but y'all got – I don't get it. Y'all go to parties. Y'all go to events, and I see 300 fucking pictures. I'm like, did you enjoy yourself? They're like, what? I said, you should have got paid to be there as the cameraman. There is no way you have fun. You can't tell me it was all that booty in there, and you just stood there. You still got the same creases in your pants from 1982 after leaving the club. There is a problem.
I'm trying to tell you because, baby, when we partied, back when we partied, you left that bitch soaking wet.
Listen, Helen, I partied so hard.
Because you were dancing from the time you got there.
Helen, I had to put an extra change of clothes in the car just to drive home.
Look here. I got naked on the way home. I drove home. I would legit drive home naked. I'm not even going to sit here and lie.
Listen. Listen, when we come out of COVID, I need people to understand, when we come out of COVID, I need y'all to turn all the way the fuck up. Like, if you already out here and you didn't sit down during COVID, that's okay. I'm not mad at y'all. But when we come out of COVID, I need y'all to lose y'all ever-loving mind. Helen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When they go to the club, I want them to act just like this. I want them to go find a badass girl or a badass dude, and I want them to enact this whole song. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds, I hear you, man. And that's it right here.
Queen B.
Queen came right back.
Baby girl, there ain't nothing more that I can say. You know by now I wanted more than anything. If I walk away and just let you leave, you'll be stuck in my head like a melody.
I know you want it,
yeah.
I'm hesitating.
Why?
You must be crazy. I gotta make you got a lady.
I know we're here together, so this must be something special. You should be anywhere you want, but you decided to be here with me. No coincidence, it was meant to be.
Clubbing, I was in real clubs where it's 5,000 people in that bitch losing their motherfucking mind.
let's just say I slapped all seven of them niggas. They all want to sit with a smirk on their face. I slapped all seven of them.
No, nigga. All right, listen. All my friends will tell you. First of all, I had one of the best. I had one of the baddest clubs in Iraq. Do you hear me? I'm talking about full on grindation. I got liquor and alcohol and water bottles. Baby, I got these people over here turned the fuck up. When I tell you, I got soldiers with M16s and butts on penises.
Oh, yeah, don't get it twisted. You know, I threw a whole lot of ass.
Tell us, you ain't got a whole lot of ass.
That's okay. I got enough. I don't need one of them donkey dudes. I got enough that fits my body.
Hell, it used to be like, look at them girls. They got them coochie cutters. Look at them girls.
And it's okay because this thing is famous.
That.
So that's all that matters to me.
Tell them. They don't know about that. So let me ask you a question. Now that you have been in relationships, had kids, gotten a little bit older. What's the most important thing that you've learned towards your sexual relationship? Not necessarily what's the most sexiest or freakiest thing that you've done, but what's the most important thing that you've learned on this journey that you've been with in relationships? What have you learned about yourself sexually?
Knowing what you want, how you want it, and how you like it, and knowing my body. If you don't
know
what you're doing.
Helen, you know, I meet so many people who tell me that they don't masturbate, but they know themselves. I'm like, bitch, how can you not masturbate?
You don't. If you don't masturbate, you don't truly know yourself because, baby, let me shut the fuck up. Boy, look here, you got to play with that thing to thing. That way, you know what I'm saying? That way, when you with a sexual partner, you are able to tell them what you like, what you don't like. I hear so many horror stories about, oh, this nigga ate my coochie, but he didn't know what he was doing. It was hurt. And bitch, and you let him continue?
She said
I would have punched that nigga on top of the head.
First of all, let me explain something to y'all. This is National Arts Month on Big Bath and Friends Show. My name is Dr. Feelgood. Eating pussy and sucking dick is an art.
It's an art.
If you don't know what the fuck you're doing, please call me. Get in my inbox. I will give you a tutorial lesson. Now, understand, if I got to give you a lesson about how to do what it is that you're trying to do, you're going to have to pay me. This ain't free. But you're going to know how. Listen, the next time you go to go give her or him head, they're going to love you long time. Because I promise you, you're going to facilitate some of the best sex you've ever had in your lifetime. If you don't know how to do that, that's your problem. If your girl or your guy cheating on you, that's your problem. If your vagina or your dick or your mouth don't do what you're supposed to do, again, that's your problem. Because there are some people out here that have great, wonderful sex lives. I just so happen to be one of them, and I hope you are one of them too. Because I know when I come, it is the come shot heard around the world. They don't hear me, Helen. They think I'm talking.
Look here. They don't be knowing because they so basic, man. And they so closed-minded and brainwashed when it comes to sex.
You know, I'm going to say this, and I know this is going to offend some people, but the cultural norms of America has gotten so many people misconstrued about sexuality. You have family members who have sat down and lied to people about sex. You have religious who have lied to people about sex. You have medical practitioners who have lied to people about sex. Can we sit down and start telling the truth? Can I be the voice of open dialogue about sex? Because I like sex. Sex is fun. It is a great activity. It is great for exercise. It is great for calorie burning. If you need to get squirted in the face a little bit, it is a good exfoliant or a mask. I'm just saying, there are a lot of things that you can do with sex. Don't just use sex as a cookie cutter saying, ooh, all we're supposed to do is make babies. Bitch, if that's the case, this planet would be overpopulated. You ain't going to get pregnant every time But if you just so happen to get pregnant, just be prepared to do something with that motherfucker. Don't just be, listen, stop laying down with anything, expecting everything.
There you go.
Y'all give y'all pussy or y'all penises away to anything and then get mad when you come back with unsatisfaction, come back with STDs, come back with death. Come back with, ooh, I got three kids and I ain't even know how we did it. Bitch, you was fucking. All of these are side effects of fucking.
Well, actually, I fell.
On the dick?
Yeah.
Oh. Bust it low, bust it low, bust it low.
Yeah, I fell.
You fell? You fell.
I fell. Mm-hmm.
Helen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break out. This is how Helen felt.
Heck, Mom.
Loud. Damn. Shit.
Waiting for my album to drop. I know you're waiting for my album to dry and do the pussy pop. I know you're waiting on that album to drop. I know you're waiting on that album to dry and do the pussy pop. Man,
put your hands on it, a handstand for
that's
me.
Right.
Turn around, pop it like an eight band for me. Do what you can for me. Know how to dance, show
that's
me.
Right.
Speed it up, BSL broadband for me. Shake that thing, woman. I'm breaking bread, woman. Do what you can, dance. It's your last chance, woman. You got plans, woman. You got a man, woman. What you talking about? The man right there, woman. Bust it open for me, I bust it open for me, I bust it open for me.
Slide into the pussy pop,
turn around for me, I turn around for me, I turn around for me.
Slide into the pussy pop,
I bend it over for me, I bend it over for me, I bend it over for me.
Slide into the pussy pop,
handstand for me, a handstand for me, handstand for me.
Slide into the pussy pop.
Now I don't know what to tell you, but I'm holding it down. I only deal with dying bitches, but I stutter for now. Yeah, age might be great, but that's borderline. Anything less than that, oh, you're wasting my time. Bitch, no, bitch, what, ho, pop in the grind. Shake that ass like a stripper, let me see you behind. Jump up on that pole, let me see how you grind. Yeah. Bitch, you think you a six, oh, you barely a five. Bust it open for me, I bust it open for me, I bust it open for me.
Slide into the pussy pop.
Turn around for me, I turn around for me, I turn around for me.
Slide into the pussy pop.
I bend it over for me, I bend it over for me, I bend it over for me.
Slide into the pussy pop.
Handstand for me, a handstand for me, handstand for me.
Slide into the pussy pop.
Monkey, not that one or two. If you got it in you, let me see if it's true. And know my niggas they ain't leaving, so they won't see too. Back in the hot and steamy, yeah, you know about my crew. You came up in the tight, but you gon' leave out it loose. Ride that train till you run out of juice.
What?
I'm the fucking engine and you the caboose. Bust it open for me, I bust it open for me, I bust it open for me.
Slide into the pussy pop.
Turn around for me, I turn around for me, I turn around for me.
Slide into the pussy pop.
I bend it over for me, I bend it over for me, I bend it over for me.
Slide into the pussy pop.
Handstand for me, a handstand for me, handstand for me.
Slide into the pussy pop.
I know you're waiting for my album to drop. I know you're waiting for my album to drop. I know you're waiting on that album to drop. I know you're waiting on that album to drop. I know you're waiting on that album to drop. I know you're waiting on that album to drop. Is you waiting for my album to drop? Or is you waiting for my album to drop?
Slide, 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 slide.
Helen, you sliding over there?
Nah, I wouldn't slide. It was more of a bounce. But
you got the bounce going.
Yeah.
I know you're waiting for that album to drop. I know you're waiting for slide of nigga. Ooh, wee. I know they were getting nasty when that came out, boy. Helen, that's
pussy popping haze. Boy, I'm trying to pussy popping on the handstand, baby.
Ooh, don't give it to her. Let me do this next segment real quick, because this is important. Helen, where are we going to be December 10th and December 11th?
We
are going to be in Houston for the ugly, naughty, sexy lingerie weekend, baby.
Okay, so let me read this because I want you to hear what I'm about to read. I want to read it because I don't want people to be like, oh, he just blew past it. He went extra. So I'm going to do my Black Person is Dope segment first. I'm going to go first because this has something to do with our body, our fashion show. I got so many damn events in my head, I'm just rhyming them all together. This lady was born May 17, 1976. She is a songwriter, television personality, actress, and businesswoman. She gained notice in 1992 as a female member of a vocalist group. In 2000, she won a Grammy Award for Best R&B Song for writing contributions to the TLC song, No Scrubs. She has a web series that upstreams called Candy Coated Nights. I am talking none other than Candid Lanice Barris Tucker. And the reason why I wanted to talk about her tonight, because on Dr. Feelgood's show, we want to just incorporate everything. And I know that she was a great singer. She did all of that. But she has an amazing toy line. Are you aware of that, Helen?
No, I was not.
Candy Barris has a great, great toy line. It's called Bedroom Candy. And we are going to have none other than a great friend of mine from North Carolina who hails in Miami, Florida, who's going to come all the way to Houston, Texas to be one of our vendors to have the Candy Barris collection at our ugly, naughty, sexy lingerie party fashion show. Baby, I am excited.
I can't wait. This is going to be amazing.
So if y'all are listening to me, because some of her people are listening tonight, Kimberly Cope, I can't wait to see you. Guys, if you need sex toys and you want the Candy Barris line, she is the only person that I buy the Candy Barris lines from. I don't have any other people that I go to get the Candy Barris line. If you want any toy from the Candy Barris line and you want to say that you got it because of me, go see Kimberly Cope. Go to her and say, hey, listen, I want to buy something. I want to try something. What do you recommend? Because when I tell you that girl is about pleasure, she is a married woman, but she is about teaching people the right way to be pleasureful in the bedroom. I love her. She is a great friend of mine, but more importantly, she is a better sex toy representative. So, Helen, that was my Black Person is Dope. Who do you got tonight, boo?
My Black Person is Dope is dedicated to none other than Mr. Earl Simmons, a.k.a. DMX. And I feel that I needed to do this because I knew this man. I spent a week with this man. You know what I'm saying? He helped so many people. He was such a great person. Like, our first encounter was actually me and him getting into an argument. I believe I was 18 years old. He used to call me, he called me Wise Youngin the entire time. But his music touched many across the world. He hit number one 5 times in a row on the Billboard 200 charts. He sold over 74 million records worldwide. He was an amazing person, despite, you know, what he went through and everything. He was a very amazing person and down to earth. And I just had to give it to my man, D, man.
Yo, like, I am so, whew.
I'm about to start crying. Because
this
one hit a little different.
It hits different. Like I tell people all the time, I don't tell people how to live their life. I don't tell people what to believe in. I don't tell people what to think. But DMX was an amazing guy. Like, he wasn't just a good guy. He was an amazing guy.
Yes.
And it hit different. Like, you know, when he died, like, let me say this for people who don't understand. When he died, the first song I went to, I mean, I ain't talking about third, fourth, fifth song. The very first song I went to was Miss You by Aaliyah, the tribute song. I went straight to YouTube. I didn't go get it off the album. I went straight to YouTube. I got the TRL world premiere episode, and I watched that video. And I did it like that because if you didn't see that video when it premiered, they didn't pick DMX for any other reason than his relationship with Aaliyah.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't pick him because of what his rap career was. Yes, his rap career was great, but Missy Elliott could have talked about Aaliyah. Timbaland could have talked about Aaliyah. Jay-Z, Dame Dash. So many people in the music industry could have talked about Aaliyah. TLC could have talked about Aaliyah. So many people could have talked about Aaliyah. But they opened it up with his voice, and there was a reason. They wanted people to be touched. And when that man spoke, when he said his words, by the time he got to his ending remarks and the words of the song came in, if you were a fan of Aaliyah's or a fan of DMX or a fan of culture or a fan of hip-hop, you were crying.
Yes. And he was so humble and real and down to earth, like, legit. When I first met him, we was at Myrtle Beach. It was Bike Week 2007. My first time ever going to Bike Week. 18 years old, you know what I'm saying? And we and they chilling, and him and the bikers, him and the Rough Riders was there. And they was chilling, and, you know, all the women was going crazy. And I'm just sitting, like, I'm legit sitting right next to him. And he like, "Hey, yo, man, you don't know who I am?" I'm like, "Yeah, I know who you is." He's like, "Well, who am I?" I say, "Nigga, you DMX." He was like, "Oh, so you ain't going to act a fool?" I'm like, "Nah, you a regular nigga just like me. You just got more money. I love you, but I ain't about to act a fool." He was like, "You know what? I like you." And from there, we was with them the rest of the damn Bike Week trip. Like, we played Truth or Dare at the beach house and everything. Like, we had a ball. Most humble, cool, down-to-earth dude. Like, man, the memories.
Like, and that's the thing, man. When I tell you, when I listen to X, let me tell people, when X came out in the early 90s, right? Mid-90s. Underground, he was already out in the early 90s, late 80s. But mainstream, it was mid-late 90s, right? Because music was looking for something after Tupac and Biggie were gone. But let me explain to y'all something about X. When I started listening to X, for the first time, my family moved from North Carolina to Kentucky. I was an outcast with everybody that I was around. And the only thing that I had was X. Like, I was walking down the street many a day with the old Walkmans. You know the Walkmans where you put it on the anti-skip function and put the headphones on your ear and go for a walk with the triple fat goose coats on back in the day? Yeah, one of them. Chicago Bulls, matter of fact, because Michael Jordan was on the Bulls at the time. And I'm walking, and I'm spending time, and I'm thinking, and I'm in my head, and I'm just, and every single day I would go to the prayer, and I would go, man, listen, I just listened to the album front to back. But when I tell you that first album, if that prayer don't do something for you, if it don't touch your soul, if it don't change you, if it don't move you, if you in a dark place and it don't help you at some point, you ain't human. You an alien. You a Chewbacca. You something else. Because that man, when he talked, I don't care if you didn't like the bark, I don't care if you didn't like the growl, but when that man talked, all he believed in doing was spitting wisdom. And one of the things that I do, I believed in that, and I took that from X. When I talk to people, and Helen's around me regularly, like, this ain't Luciana, this Helen. Helen, how much knowledge do I spit?
Oh, man, all day.
And I don't do it because I want to hear myself talk. I do it because the only way that you can help people grow, the only way you can help people be successful, man, we got to start helping our people. Everybody keep talking about, oh, I got this nonprofit 501c3. Helen, how much money have I saved you just by showing you the right way to set your business up?
A lot.
Not how much money did I put in her pocket. How much money did she not have to spend because she didn't have to go spend $500 with somebody for some shit she can do herself? And we don't teach anybody no more. Where the fuck are our mentors at? Not mentors that's trying to get paid. Where are our mentors who will sit beside us, go through it with us, teach us, show us, elevate us, and do it for the love? I'm so tired of y'all broke-ass niggas talking about y'all loving on people. Y'all ain't loving on nobody. Y'all just want to get paid. Tell me, who you elevated today other than yourself? Who you exalted other than yourself? But then y'all got the nerve to be walking around here talking about y'all Christians or y'all spiritual beings or y'all Muslims or y'all Catholics. Bitch, we all got demons walking around here. Ain't nobody living on this earth ain't got a demon in them. We all got problems. We all got flaws. What X showed us is, even though we got flaws, we can still be beautiful people right here on earth. We can still help people right here on earth. Even though you're going through the midst of what you're going through, you can get up and you can be better for somebody else. Everybody talk about, oh, I need prayer. Pray yourself.
Because you don't over you.
I can't. Everybody walking around here talking about, oh, I can't do this and I can't do that. Man, you speaking death over your life. Power of life and death is in the tongue, but y'all speak death over yourself every day. I can't. I'm not happy. I ain't got this. I don't know how to do that. Okay. Have you walked up to somebody and said, hey, can you show me how to do that? Can you be humble enough to tell somebody, yo, I don't know how to do that, but I know somebody who can, and connect that person with somebody without actually having to use them or need something in the situation? I'm talking about being better people. Why can't we start gardens in our own backyard and exchange fruits and vegetables with our neighbors? Why do we gotta go to Walmart? Why do we gotta go to Publix? Why do we gotta go to the farmer's market? I'm talking about simple acts of love. It takes love to take time out to teach somebody. Think about when you taught your kid how to walk. It took time. You did that because you loved them. You wanted to see them stand on their own two feet. You was proud of that moment. But why we can't be proud why when we get up in the day, why can't our proudest moment in the day be being selfless and helping somebody else because you can? But you know what, though? We don't got to. We can keep doing all the other stuff that we've been doing. We can keep saying all the other stuff. And at the end of the day, it don't really make a difference. But, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with the word of the day and the wrap-up of the show. We'll be right back.
The perfect storm.
The Street Executives.
It's Twista and Chris Brown, you dig?
Chris Brown, you dig?
I got a new one for you. Let's make a movie, baby.
Twist got cars, big swagger. I'm a rock star like Mick Jagger. And I got bars that'll fit faster. You a hot star, no bitch fatter. So let me take you on the ride on the journey with the one that you call daddy. And who gon' make you get it wet? But the time we gon' do something romantic and different. I tell you about it when we get on the movie set. I was thinking that we could just make a sex tape. Listen to your face, you and it's the HD. Maybe I can take you, but you can take me. When I put my H2 up to your H3, you know that you wanna be in this movie. So don't be acting like I'm tripping with a stranger mission. Recording you while you loving me down below. Switching the camera angle when we change positions. You could be the director aiming the camera down at me, filming me, licking until you say cuz. Ready for any footage you wanna get. I gotta call nobody else because I do my own stuff. It's the X-rated version of a box office hit. I see she ready to strip for this. So let me get the music in, get the tape in, get the camera in.
Baby, don't need no script.
gon' make a movie. Got me loving it when I'm feeling on the booty. Especially when I can blame it on the alcohol. Cause this is something to me. She look better than every chick in my perimeter. Sexy, I wish I could film every bit of her. Kiss her neck down to her stomach is cinema. Tell her we can be in the personal cinema. I let you hold the camera first, then I hold it then. Cause I wanna see how it's coming out and going in. Let's just see about you freaking me. I hope this never legal. TMZ, this is 50 World Star or CNN. Baby girl, you kick the world off the axis. I'm your director, filming you for practice. And you know I think you a hell of an actress. Especially when I'm shooting you on a mattress. Shorty straight to the top, that's where we headed. And I'ma see my name in the credits and be the shit if you let it. See something that you not really feeling, then we can always go back and make a edit. I be sipping on Patron Platinum. She knew about the rapping but didn't know I be on acting. Now a personal reality show. Hold in, get the tape in, get the camera in.
Helen, you ever made a movie?
Yes, I have.
Ooh,
a couple.
You nasty. Tell her, what you do in the movie?
I nasty, nasty. Huh?
She made a movie, yeah.
Sure did. Sure the fuck. I'd rather make one than watch one.
I don't know. Both of those are fun.
I don't know. Porn has never been my thing. I make one, but
oh,
I thought we
were talking about in real life. I didn't know we were talking about like through Pornhub or stuff. I thought we were talking in real life. I like to watch.
Oh,
I'm a boy.
Hell yeah. If I make it, I'ma watch that motherfucker.
Oh.
Damn dippy. I'ma watch it like shit. Okay. Oh, he was tearing that thing up. Oh, look how I swallowed that dick. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
You know? Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad I'm a virgin.
Okay, so Dr. Feel Good, a virgin, huh?
Yes.
Log in.
Don't judge me. You don't know my problems.
I got
when we get to the end of the show and I just want to fluff myself a little bit. You always be shooting my fluff down.
I just want to say, ping!
Okay, let me do a couple of things before we do our end of the day. I need to do some production notes before I get beat up by the production manager. Guys, we have a daily raffle that's going on. I will have the production manager re-put it on the DJ's Roundtable wall. On all the different social media platforms, it is $5 to enter. It closes an hour before the show each day. So starting officially right now, you can put in from today until we do Sunday show, because there is no Friday show this week. So you can do from today till actually, no, we can do a Friday show this week. Let's do a Friday show this week. We ain't did a Friday show in a while. We're going to do a music turn-up show. So, you sound like you got excited about that, Helen.
I did. This would be fun. I've been waiting on a music show.
So we're going to do a music turn-up show this Friday. So between now and the show starts at 9, so from now to 8 o'clock Friday, you can enter the raffle. We have all types of stuff to give away. Don't wait and then be like, oh, I didn't know what y'all was giving away. I didn't know y'all had prizes and stuff. We got prizes. Enter the raffle, get a prize. We got all types of stuff. We got games. We got jewelry. We got gift cards. We got tickets to events. There's all types of things. We'll let you know on that show what we're giving away, and we will raffle it off. I don't have time to sit back and write it out every single time what we're giving away because it's a lot of stuff. come support. We got you. Oh, see, something just my ear itching. All right, so we got you. So that flyer will be back out. I'll make sure I post it tonight before I go to bed. I'll make sure I share it again tomorrow, and I'll make sure I share it again on Friday. But please, if you want to participate in the raffle, the only way you can participate, you gotta put the money in, and you gotta listen to the show so you can call in and claim your prize. That's the only way you're doing it. I love you guys, but we have to make it official and easy for everybody else. Secondly, tickets for the fashion show in Houston will be going on sale in the month of May. We haven't pinpointed a date yet, but just know that it's coming very soon. Also, we will have by next week tickets on sale for the brunch for Memorial Day weekend. If you want to attend the brunch, please make sure that you get your tickets. I can't chase y'all. It's just going to be there. It's going to be available. When it's sold out, it's sold out. We have other events that are coming up in the near future. And if you're looking for ways to book anybody for this show, again, go to DJ's Roundtable, 19@gmail.com. The production manager and our booking agent will get you guys all scheduled for that. We also have advertisement spots for the show. If you want to advertise, again, email djsroundtable19@gmail.com. We will not run an advertisement for your business if you have not paid for your advertising spot. I don't care whether it be on the air or if we're doing a live event. We will not run advertisement for you in any type of way if you have not paid your advertisement fees. Also, members of Luxuria, if you are a member of Luxuria, you have between now and January 1st to get your 2022 application turned in, your 2022 dues paid for your membership. Don't miss an event in 2022 because you have to pay for something or because you now have to pay full price because you have not updated your membership. So I don't know if I missed anything or anybody. I will get with the production manager if I did miss anything for next show and make sure that we have our church bulletin ready to go and up to date. So without further ado, we are getting ready to end tonight's show. And y'all know how we do with ending tonight's show. We have to give a word of the day. So Helen, in honor of Dr. Phil Good Show and in honor of good fucking, please give the work people a good positive message for tonight.
A good positive message for the night. Man, learn yourself. Take the time to learn your body, what you like, what you don't like. That way, y'all quit fucking with somebody who can't please y'all, man. And on that note, y'all have a good night.
If you can do one thing, And I'm saying this for people in relationships. Not for, if you just out here fucking on the side, if you just picking up somebody from the club and you don't really want nothing, this ain't for you. This is for people in relationships, for people who in love, for people who believe that they in love, for people who want to experience a great, wonderful relationship with another human being. Learn how to please your mate. Not just sexually, but in every way. Learn how to be their mental peace. Learn how to be their satisfaction. Learn how to anticipate them. Learn how to think of how they would do something. Let me tell y'all something. There are certain qualities that I love about my wife. And one of the qualities that I love about my wife is she thinks way ahead of me when it comes to thinking about me. I'm not worried about if she gets everything right. I don't worry about if she gets everything perfect. I worry about her relationship with me. How does she see me? How does she feel about me? But in turn, I do the same thing that she does for me. My goal is to please her. My goal is to make sure that she's happy and that she wants for nothing. So on a day like today, learn to please your mate in every way.
Yeah. Get me high. I I just wish that I can hold you while you slipping through my fingers as I'm playing the piano. What is that sound? It sounds so beautiful. And I just wanna be close to you, close enough that I can feel you. I'm already wondering where you are, and it sounds like it's coming from my guitar. Melody says that I love you, love you, love you. Melody says that I adore you, adore you, adore you. Melody says that I need you,
need you, need you.
Call me foolish, and I might be, but I'm in love with Melody. Donnie and Stevie, they could write you. Now you come humming in my ride too, as the music's playing in my radio. I hear that sound, it sounds so beautiful. It makes me wanna just embrace you, you, you. You're close enough that I can taste you. I know just where you are, 'cause you're right here next to me. Melody said that I,
I need you,
need you, need you.